It's the morning show presented by St. Mary's Medical Group. Now offering telemedicine. Dave and Logan along with you.
This just feels good and normal. I need this, man.
I love it. Hey, don't forget, if you know someone on the front lines of this pandemic, a doctor, nurse, respiratory therapist, first responder, someone else who's essential in this battle, we want to hear about them and salute them right here on the radio. So share your story or their story and tell us why they deserve to be honored as one of our healthcare heroes. And you can do all that at 960theref.com. And each week we'll randomly choose one lucky family from all entries. It'll get a full day at Iron Mountain Resort in Dahlonega. Get a picnic lunch, outdoor fun on the 4,500-acre park they have. You get an off-road side-by-side vehicle to ride around and enjoy outdoor adventures and park amenities. And you'll be socially distanced. So listen as we highlight our healthcare heroes, and thanks to Iron Mountain Resort in Dahlonega and Barberitos right here on Athens Sports Radio 960 The Ref. Well, that good music can only mean one thing. Our buddy Steve Coughlett, who is joining us via the telephone. And Steve is our man for dogs in the NFL, Georgia Sports Communications. Good morning, sir. We miss seeing your face. How are you?
Dave, I'm doing well. Logan, good to be back with you guys. I've been at the back door knocking for about 5 minutes. You're just not
going to
let me in.
Oh, no, we hear you. We're just not letting you in. Sorry, man. That's the rules.
Yeah. The camera crew over at security in Atlanta said, there's this guy knocking on the back door, and if you let him in, then you're going to get in big trouble. So we had to turn you away. Sorry about that. Did we lose Steve?
Steve, no, we're there, Steve, right?
Yeah, there you are. I lost you for a second there.
I apologize.
No, all good. All good. Well, how funny is it that the Georgia had a second Mr. Irrelevant in the NFL draft, and Tay Crowder, who, give us a little backstory. I mean, we know the backstory, but insight on Tay, that is just, I mean, you know, maybe I said, you know, maybe from a business, you know, side of things or financial side of things, it's probably better to not be drafted than to be the last pick of the draft and have to go to a certain team. You probably want to pick what team you go to. But also at the same time, it is cool to say down the road, hey, I was an NFL draft pick, and here we are with Tay Crowder now, Mr. Irrelevant. I thought that was pretty cool. What were your thoughts on seeing and hearing his name called at the very end of the draft?
Well, first off, I've never liked that term. I
always
felt bad for that guy. Mr. Irrelevant, you know. But, you know, you'll see it, and at some point this will be Tay. You know, you see him, they bring the player. I think they bring, you know, family members out. They do Disney. They you know, they're on this yacht in the harbor, and it's like a week long party, you know, for that draft player. So that's you know, that's pretty exciting for, you know, for Tay. You know, Tay's a guy that he was a great teammate. He was a put me where I need to, where you need me to be type of player. You know, I remember Tay was going to be maybe thought about it at wide receiver, then kind of landed at tailback with a loaded backfield there, and you know, then went to linebacker with really no, you know, really not a lot of background at that position, and you know, just filled in some places on special teams, and you know, again, did what the coaches asked of him. And then when his time came at linebacker, you know, he was ready and had a nice senior year, and obviously parlayed that into being an NFL draft pick. So, you know, when you hear guys say, I just want to do whatever it takes to help the team win, that's Tay Crowder. That's exactly what Tay Crowder did.
Talking with Steve Coughlett, dogs in the NFL, one of our favorite segments from the fall, and glad we're getting to kind of do a little something here this morning.
Steve, I know that when we do let you back in the studio, come fall, you will have one assignment every single week that all Georgia fans are going to want to hear with your dogs in the NFL report, and that is assuming that our buddy Rodrigo Blankenship does make the roster up in Indianapolis. But We all wanted to see him get drafted. I'll be honest, I'm a little surprised that he did not get drafted over a couple other kickers that did. But it's still a good story. Rodrigo tweeted out the day of. He says, hey, I've been a walk-on before. Here we go again. I have no doubt that Rodrigo will give his best up in Indianapolis and probably make that roster.
Well, that's a good point. You know, he has defied the odds before as far as, you know, not having anything guaranteed to him. And you know, we certainly know no one will outwork Rodrigo. And, you know, in a lot of ways, going into a situation where Adam Vinatieri is, even if Vinatieri is still battling the injury and the rehab, that's a great resource. That's the guy that's been in the league, you know, since Dave and I were kids. And
that long ago, you know, man.
It feels like that he's a guy that Rodrigo can really learn from a technician standpoint, from a handling the league standpoint. It's the same at the NFL level as it is at the college level. These guys do a lot of work on their own. I mean, there are segments of practice where you're brought in for kickoff and field goal, extra point, but a lot of the work is done sort of off on the side on your own. And Rodrigo has always been just a technician that really puts in the work and is so focused and so driven and so consistent in the work that he puts in. That's what the NFL looks for. They look for a guy like that, and that's what they have in Vinatieri, and I think that Vinatieri will be a great resource for Rod.
Have you had any chance at all to see our good buddy Josh Brewer, the UGA women's coach, golf coach? I know he's excited about Rodrigo.
I haven't seen or talked to him, but I think he did put out something on social media being excited about it. So we know there's at least one Rodrigo Colts fan in Athens.
There will be jerseys in Athens, I assure you of that.
That is for sure. You know what surprised me? I like and I appreciate you breaking down. Now, these are all players with University of Georgia ties, and some of these are veterans. We got guys that just got drafted, guys that have signed free agent contracts. Georgia, the position that is represented more than any of the others is wide receiver. We talk about running back U or whatever, but 10 wide receivers from the University of Georgia are now on NFL rosters. Should we be surprised by that?
Well, it was a thing that as I was putting the comprehensive list together, it kind of jumped out at me as well. It's like, wow, 10 wide receivers. And if you factor in Jason Stanley, who's making a go at it in the NFL as a defensive back, it's actually 11. So of the 51 Georgia players that are currently on an NFL roster, to have 10/11 of them from one position, that's not running back, that's not linebacker, that's not even defensive back or running back, but rather wide receiver. A little surprising, you know, to me as well. It took pen to paper for me to, you know, for that to kind of jump out at me. Now, I will say this, there are 3 wide receivers with the Bears. There's not a lot of spots for those guys to you know, it would be you wouldn't think that all 3 could make the roster, although I wouldn't put anything past, you know, past these guys. But I also saw where Ted Ginn Jr. signed with the Bears this week, so that's a veteran presence as well. So we'll see what happens with that, but so I'll just run through them real fast here. Lawrence Cager with the Jets, Chris Conley with the Jaguars, Reggie Davis with the Bears, Terry Godwin with the Jagoars, A.J. Green, of course, with the Bengals, Mecole Hardman with the Chiefs, Isaiah McKenzie re-signed with the Bills, Riley Ridley with the Bears, Tyler Simmons joined the Texans, and Javon Wims with the Bears. And I mentioned Jason Stanley, who's making a go at it at defensive back, and he's now with Seattle after recently being cut by and signed by the Seahawks. So, yeah, it's an amazing number that really kind of jumps out, and these guys are awfully talented, and they can do a lot of things, both in the receiving core and on special teams. So let's keep our fingers crossed that all these guys can stick on rosters and again kind of make us into WRU instead of RBU.
That's right. That's right. Steve Colquitt, dogs in the NFL.
First time we've had you since the draft, Steve, and I think we were all pleasantly surprised. We knew Andrew Thomas was going to go first round. We just didn't know where. But I know that when his name was called with the number 4 overall pick to New York, I jumped off my seat and said, "You go, Andrew." That had to be a pleasant surprise for you as well when it was called so early.
It actually was, and I felt a little bad because I thought he would probably be more in that sort of, I don't know, 5 to 10 range. Mm-hmm. So I sort of stepped away from the television, and I came back, and I was like, "Say what now?" You know, there was Andrew on the crawl. So, great news for Andrew. I mean, Andrew came in, and from day one, you just knew he was special. He was a special talent. He's a guy that did whatever the coaches asked of him, started off his rookie season, freshman season, on one side of the line, and then ended his career on the other side of the line. But, to be drafted that highly, it shows that, I think it shows, too, that the Giants are really serious about where they are. They've obviously made the change at quarterback, and they're going into the different direction there. And once you commit to your quarterback, obviously the next thing you need to do for him is find him some help. And blindside help is one of those things. And so Andrew, potentially Andrew has one of those, he looks like the kind of player who could land on an offensive line and be there for the next 10 years of his life. It feels like he's that type of player. He's so strong. He moves well. He's versatile, and he's a great teammate. So I think that's a nice fit for Andrew. And we'll be watching the Giants even more closely now. We've always had a lot of Giants Bulldogs with the Giants, but we'll be watching even more closely now.
Are you piping in the bird noise, or is that real?
That is in my backyard. So the Paige likes to buy wild bird seeds, so she peppers the yard, and they come running. So,
do the squirrels get in it? We have squirrel problems with our bird feed.
Yeah, we've got squirrels. We've even got a little chipmunk that shows up from time to time.
Hey, squirrels have to eat too, guys. It's okay.
They can eat their own food instead of making a big mess.
These days, though, just, sitting and watching the squirrels or the bird. Heck, our next door neighbor got a new roof put on a couple of days ago. Paige and I brought the lawn chairs out, got some lemonade. We just watched the guys work on the roof all afternoon.
Hey, it was a live event. You didn't know how it was going to end.
You didn't know the outcome, exactly.
It was something to do.
I don't want to know what kind of bets were made, but that's up to y'all.
I'm kind of mad now you didn't invite us over. We could have hung out socially distanced and watched with you.
I'm just glad that nobody's rope gave way and they fell off. It was those roofers, though, that is something to watch. Those guys, they are a well-oiled machine.
Yes, they are. They are, no doubt. Hey, what was a bigger surprise, Andrew going fourth or Isaiah Wilson showing up at the end of the first round?
You know what was funny was we kept talking sort of internally about how the draft was going to play out. And, at one time or another, DeAndre Swift was up there, Jake Fromm was up there, and Isaiah was really not getting that kind of buzz. But internally, we kept hearing from the football office and from the people that are more sort of in the know that they really felt like he had a chance to be a late first round, early second round kind of guy. So was it a surprise? Maybe to most it was, but we sort of figured that there was a real chance of that. I was more surprised that DeAndre was not picked in the mm-hmm. first round. I thought that was a little bit of a surprise. I'm gonna miss Isaiah. That guy always had a smile on his face. He was so demonstrative, and he's such a big hulk of a man, but such a nice person. Andrew's the same way. Andrew's very quiet. And a nice person, but Isaiah, just this big hulking man who just always was laughing and just happy to be where he was, and that's a nice pickup for the Titans. We'll have looks like two Titans on that offensive line. So mm-hmm. Patriots with two, Titans with two. We can live with that.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Another surprise, and listen, I don't even want to dive into, why Jake Fromm dropped so far. We've talked ad nauseum about that, but let's talk about the situation that he has at Buffalo. And by the way, I have to shout out Nicole Hendricks, our good buddy, that had that very detailed graphic ready to go when Jake Fromm got the call. But what do you see Jake Fromm? Maybe his future's not in Buffalo, just a place to start, but what are the challenges facing him right away?
I think the challenges facing Jake are the challenges that are facing all these rookies and all these free agent signees is not having OTAs and not having at least something in the books right now as far as camp goes. These guys are going to need a chance to really be able to showcase what they can do for these teams. And I think more NFL teams are probably going to pivot to guys that they either have on their rosters now or have been in the league for a while and have, you know, have some film built up, if you will. So I think that's the issue facing all of these guys. But I'll tell you this, and it was similar to what I was saying about Rodrigo earlier. The three of us know this, and certainly the fans do as well. No one's going to outwork Jake Fromm. Jake is going to go in there. He's going to know inside and out what the Bills need and want for him to do. And the fact that he did drop the way he did in the draft, Jake will take that that'll be a learning experience of its own for him. And he'll go in there and you know Jake. I mean, he's such a man of faith. I mean, this was a humbling moment for him. But I think, again, he'll take this as an opportunity to grow personally, and which will lead to him growing professionally. So I think Jake's got an NFL career ahead of him for many years. You know, who knows how it works out with Buffalo, but again, he'll get in that room and he'll be the good teammate. He'll be the type of guy they need to either be a backup or be the emergency guy or be the starter. Wherever the Bills need him is where Jake will. He'll plug in just fine for them.
Steve Colquitt, dogs in the NFL. We enjoyed our segment back in the fall when you were actually allowed in the building, and maybe one day you'll get to come back in the building again. And, hey, who knows? Maybe I don't know what football is going to look like this fall, but hopefully we'll have something out there. Georgia football, the NFL, whatever it happens to be. And
it's exciting, though. It's exciting that the NFL is announcing the schedules. What is it, tomorrow, I guess
yeah.
it is. So, you know, so again, just that feeling of normalcy, that feeling of moving forward. I mean, obviously things can change. I know that everybody's kind of looking at June 1st, July 1st, August 1st, this sort of checkpoint type days. But at least the NFL is making some strides, you know, putting the schedule out there. And you know, and giving that sense of hope and that sense of normalcy that we all talk about and need in our daily situations.
Steve Colquitt, I got like so 51 players. Do you know? I know I asked you this before. So Georgia has 51 players on the roster. I know these are kind of numbers that are you counting the three? Well, I guess that would it be 54 if you counted the free agents, or is that counting the free agents?
So it's 51 on the rosters, and of course it's fluid because a lot of these are undrafted free agents.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, but yeah, so not counting Cordy Glenn, Rashad Jones, and Alec Ogletree, who were dismissed by their teams before the draft, and I really kind of expect all three of them to land somewhere at some point. So yeah, so that would push it to 54. And if your question is that the largest number ever, I've got to think it is. I mean, I haven't done the exact homework on that, but I cannot imagine that Georgia's ever had more than 50 players on NFL rosters at any one time.
What were we hovering at last year during the season?
We were below 40. It was around 38, okay. 39. Yeah,
because so, not all of these guys will end up on a roster, obviously, when the
right.
season starts. But still, it'll have to be somewhere close to that number, I think, wouldn't you? Somewhere in the 30s, around 40, something like that, I would guess.
I would think in the mid 40s or so. I would think that you'd have to, you know, look at it from that standpoint. That you know, again, the undrafted free agents are gonna have a little tougher go than others. But you know, there's so many levels with active, with practice, with injured reserve.
So I was trying to remember, you were counting practice squads and injured reserve during the season.
During the season, yes.
Yeah.
So technically, right now, no one is on practice or injured reserve.
They're right.
On the roster. Although Jonathan Ledbetter, his is kind of a weird deal with the Dolphins. He was waived and then re-signed a couple of days later and put on the reserve/non-injury list. So what that means is they're holding the rights to him while he either continues to heal or while they determine if they need help on that defensive line.
Well, the Dolphins need help everywhere, right? So, I mean, you would think so. They are the Dolphins.
Exactly.
They got two of the Although I did see where he's not wearing number 13. I think he's got to switch his number up or whatever.
They got Solomon Kinley too. There's a guy that
I like that. Don't you? I like that.
I do too. Saul's a guy again. Just it was so great to watch him develop. You know, he was a guy that gave you that versatility. He would play all over the line. And just, you know, another one that was just a great teammate. And, you know, again, as the Dolphins kind of restructure what they're doing, and if they are going to go with two at quarterback, they've got to have some help around him. So obviously the offensive line is a big starting place, and Solomon is a tremendous run blocker and will get better as a pass blocker at the NFL level.
Steve, I'm very excited to watch Matthew Stafford hand the ball off to DeAndre Swift. I believe you and I texted during the draft, and you pointed out that both Matt Stafford and DeAndre Swift wore number 7 at Georgia. So you answer the question you asked me. Who wore it best?
I was like, who wore it better?
Who wore it best? Yeah.
Both wearing 7. But it's funny because Matthew's been in the league now for, what, 10 years or so, and wears 9. But when he was here, we all called him 7. Mm-hmm. And so every time I talk about Matthew, I'll say 7, even though he's been 9 for, you know, for all these years. But no, that's funny that that DeAndre Swift and Matthew Stafford and Isaac Nauta will all be part of that Lions offense. And Stafford is a guy that obviously we know the big arm and we know the passing numbers that he has, but he's always been maybe a little bit handicapped by his running back guys, although he's had some decent ones, you know, through the years. And let's just hope that he's got enough time left on his career with the Lions. That he can also have some help from a guy like DeAndre Swift. I mean, you know, we talk about supporting our guys from afar, but that's a group that we'd like to support as well. You know, a former Georgia quarterback handing off to a Georgia running back at the NFL level. We've seen it. You know, we haven't had a lot of quarterbacks in the league. And Stafford's really been our only one, you know, for the most part that's been on an active roster. So it's nice to see a Georgia connection there.
Steve, before we let you go, by the way, say hello to Paige for us. And I know we haven't seen you in a while. Getting up in your personal business, have you been allowed to go into the Butzmere building, or what have you been doing?
Yeah, so for the most part, we're working from home. I mean, I've set up an office in our dining room. Since we can't entertain anybody, I might as well use the dining room for something else. But I've set up an office there. We are allowed to go to the building if it's an essential type part of the day. In fact, I was there yesterday for a quick meeting and to do a little bit of research. But our building services group is first rate. They always have been, and even more so now. And we're just required to let them know that we were in the building and let them know kind of where we were in the building and for how long. And then they basically come behind us and re-sanitize wherever we were. So. It's most of the work is being done from home, but we do have the ability if we need to step in, step out, and you know get a few things done.
And your daughter Catherine, how have things been affected with her? Just
well,
with her job?
She's an athletic trainer for North Oconee High School. Obviously, the spring sports, just like at the college level, we're all stopped in place. She's been able to do a little bit of sort of telemed with some of the student athletes who were needing some rehab work, it looks like, you know, for them it's everything is done for the year. I think even camps sort of like at the college level, and their first chance to get back into it's going to be when they have sort of football and the other fall sports as far as conditioning and physicals and things like that. So you know, right now for everybody, I mean, you guys included, it's more questions than answers. But, you know, every day brings us closer to this thing being over, and that's all we can ask for.
You got that right. And you guys stay safe. Thank you for taking some time, and we'll let you get back to doing whatever you were doing before.
Watching the roofers, Dave.
Watching the roofers. That's right. I forgot.
Well, the roofers are going. I'll just watch the birds instead.
Yeah. Hey, great touch. The Masters has nothing on you for piping in the bird noise, so we appreciate that.
I'm on my little amen corner back here.
I hear you. Thanks, Steve.
All right, guys. Thanks. All right.
See you, buddy.
Take care of yourself.
All right, you too. Steve Coughlin, dogs in the NFL.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.